Investment flash.
Peace talks progressing, oil down 8% on the week, but the bond market isn't buying it. And a giant warning sign from corporate AI spending. It's Monday, June 22nd, and we've got a lot to unpack.
I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. This is the London edition. The takeaway today, oil is bleeding on peace talks, but supply risks haven't gone quiet. The Hormuz story is far from over.
Yeah, and my US oil fund short from yesterday is feeling pretty good. Down another 8% this week. I'll take that victory lap.
All right, let's get into it. First up, China tech. Chinese AI stocks rallied last session on policy support. Alibaba, Baidu, the China Internet ETF, all up. These names are still down around 30% year to date, so the value is staring us in the face. Yeah, I know, calling the bottom on Chinese tech again. That's six bottoms this cycle, but this time it's different, I swear.
That's what you said about semis last quarter.
Hey, semis recovered. But look, two sources, Bloomberg and SCMP, both flag that Beijing is backing AI, and mainland firms are using Hong Kong as a strategic launch pad. That's a concrete strategy, not a vague stimulus tweet. Alibaba at 1.6 times book, Baidu below book value. It's a cheap entry with a real catalyst.
Not so fast. The regulatory whiplash is real. I'm going to push back. What if the government changes its mind again? We've been burned before.
But that's exactly my point. Hong Kong is being positioned as the gateway. SCMP quotes Paul Chan directly. This isn't a central planning document. It's a structural shift.
Fair enough. If you're buying Alibaba at 1.6 book, you're getting a lot of optionality, but I'd keep a tight leash. The China large cap ETF we bought yesterday, that's already up, but I'm not adding here. I'd wait for a pullback.
All right, let's move to Japan banks. Tom, you've been on this train.
Japan banks are on fire. The three megabanks are paying out 2 trillion yen in dividends for the first time. MUFG up 32% year to date. Sumitomo Mitsui up nearly 30%. The BOJ rate hikes are finally working.
And they still trade below 2x book. I mean, 1.7 times book for MUFG isn't expensive. But the question is, how much of that is already priced in after such a rally?
The payout is the signal. Record dividends show they're not just benefiting from rates. They're confident enough to return capital. That's management conviction.
Exactly. Income investors haven't looked at Japanese banks in decades. Now they're lining up.
Income investors lining up for Japanese banks. That's a sentence I never thought I'd say. All right, I'll give you that one.
I know, right?
All right, now the AI bubble warning that's making rounds. Okay, I need to push back on this journal piece by James McIntosh. He says all this corporate AI spending is a classic late cycle top signal. He might be right, but NVIDIA at 16.6 times forward earnings doesn't scream bubble to me.
Buddy, did you just use NVIDIA and cheap in the same sentence? I love it. But the behavioral point is real. When companies as a group ramp up spending aggressively, it often marks peaks.
Coming from the guy who said software was dead in 22, I'll take that under advisement.
Hey, fair enough.
The thing is, macro-wise, we're not late cycle. Inflation's cooling, rate cuts on the table, that's mid-cycle. So the historical parallel might be off.
Exactly. And that's my point. This isn't 2000. AI CapEx is infrastructure with actual revenue. Microsoft down 20% year to date already, so some hype has been priced out.
But the AI ETF is still up 30% year to date. There's froth left. I'd take profits on the pure AI plays. Keep the mega caps.
All right, so we're hedging, not panicking. That's fat.
Edge, don't panic.
Exactly.
100%.
Now the oil story. The U.S. oil fund slumped 8.4% this week as U.S.-Iran talks showed progress. Tankers are moving, and Kuwait is offering product pickups inside the Gulf. Peace dividend getting priced hard.
And yet, a Qatar gas plant blast left 18 missing, and Iran is still making closure threats. the supply risk hasn't evaporated.
Yeah, look, the market's doing that thing where it rushes to price the best case scenario. 8% in a week on talks that haven't actually signed a deal. That's a lot of hope in one basket.
Not so fast. The tanker traffic data is real. 3 Indian tankers re-emerged. That's physical, not just hopium.
But the Qatar blast is new, and it's LNG. That tightens global gas markets. The Natural Gas Fund is down 2.7% year-to-date, so a supply shock isn't in the price at all.
So we've got oil down on peace hopes, gas up on a blast risk. The energy complex is a mess.
Exactly. Our view? Fade the oil peace dividend. The U.S. oil fund's drop is mostly sentiment, not supply. If talks stumble, it reverses fast.
Fade the peace demand.
That's the call.
Yep.
India's asset-backed security sales hit a record last session. Global banks are piling in, but the banks themselves haven't rallied. ICICI down 7% year-to-date. HDFC down 31%. Massive disconnect.
ABS bill sales means credit demand is hot. But if global banks are chasing yield in Indian consumer loans, that's exactly the kind of thing that blows up when rates turn.
Gerald, you're missing the point. The credit boom is a leading indicator for equities. India ETF down 9% year-to-date, near its 52-week low. This is an underappreciated tailwind.
Right, and HDFC at 31% down? That's not pricing growth at all. Classic EM reversion. Cheap when everyone's ignoring it.
EM reversion trades. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. But I'll play along. I'd rather buy the bank stocks directly than the ETF. ICICI at 2.6 book is better than broad exposure.
Fair enough.
Deal. Now, rare earths. China retaliated.
China imposed export controls on 2 U.S. rare earth producers, retaliation for the Pentagon supply list. The rare earth ETF up 24% year-to-date, MP Materials up 11%. The supply squeeze is on.
Is still 39% below its high. So the market's not convinced this escalation sticks. And rare earths are a small market. These controls might just shuffle supply around.
But it's a clear escalation. China is targeting specific U.S. firms. That tightens non-Chinese supply. MEP and the rare earth ETF could rally another leg if fears mount.
I'll take the rare earth ETF. Global electrification needs these metals, and the geopolitics are only getting worse.
And quietly, Kevin Warsh is remaking the Fed. CNBC calls it regime change in a velvet glove. No policy shifts yet, but the direction is hawkish.
This is huge. The long-duration Treasury ETF at its 52-week low already. Dollar index up 2.5% year-to-date. If Warsh pushes for tighter inflation control, the long-end sell-off could extend. Watch Treasuries and the dollar.
Buddy, you're always watching bonds. But the equity market doesn't seem to care. SPY in your all-time highs. Maybe the Fed remake is already priced?
It's not priced if it accelerates rate hikes. The market is betting on cuts. A hawkish Fed would be a rude awakening.
All right, add it to the watch list. I'm just saying, don't ignore the bond market's message.
Back to the Qatar blast. The Natural Gas Fund is down 2.7% year-to-date. But this disruption risks LNG supply. That's a new risk. I take a long position here.
It's a single plant malfunction, though. The bigger picture is still oversupply from U.S. LNG. I'm not sure this moves the needle.
Short-term spike is possible, but I'll watch rather than trade. Energy is too volatile right now.
Look, the real story today is the fragile setup. Oil down 8% on peace hopes, bonds at lows warning, and AI spending worries. All while EM credit booms. The second-order trade, fade the oil peace dividend and buy cheap EM.
Exactly. The China Internet ETF down 29% year-to-date, with policy support. Indian banks down while credit booms. rare earths tightening. That's where the asymmetry lives.
The problem is, if the Fed gets hawkish, EM gets hit. So you're betting on a soft landing and peace. That's a lot of ifs.
But that's exactly why it's asymmetric. If peace holds, oil stays low and EM rallies. If it doesn't, you're hedged by the oil spike. The one thing you can't hedge is a hawkish Fed, but Warsh hasn't acted yet.
So watch the dollar, watch bonds, but the trade is on.
That's the trade.
Exactly.
Yep. As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends talking markets.
Three friends who've been doing this too long. Gerald, remember when you said Japan banks were a value trap? Not call aged well.
Fair enough. I'll take the ribbing, but I'm still watching those bond yields.
And we'll be back with the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
Until then, stay sharp and maybe don't fade the peace dividend just yet.